Blog Talk Radio.
Professionals at CPA on Duty can help you concerns
Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, today's weather, right now we're looking at 66 degrees. We had a high today of 70. It was nice today around noon, 1, 2 o'clock. And now we're dropping. Right now we're looking at 66 degrees, maybe a little less than that. We're looking at a low of 37 tonight. So we got a long way to drop tonight. And tomorrow we're looking at sunny skies and 61. Wednesday, sunny skies 66. Thursday, sunny skies 55. And Friday, we have sunny skies and 46 as a high. So we started off the week strong with a high of 70 today. And we're going to be dipping down tomorrow, dip back up on Wednesday, dip down on Thursday, and dip down further on Friday. Okay? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, today's word of the day is, come on. Tantara. T-A-N-T-A-R-A. Tantara is a noun, and it means the blare of a trumpet or horn. Tantara means the blare of a trumpet or horn. Okay, an example they gave was a tantara announced the arrival queen, and everyone snapped to attention. The blare of a trumpet or horn is tantara. Okay, tantara. All right, that's a great word, and that is the meaning of that word. All right. Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Let's see, a few things before we get into today's show is that, I hope you guys had a great weekend. I had a great weekend. I spent a lot of time with my girls over the weekend, and we just did some stuff. And yesterday I spent a lot of time outside. I grilled some burgers for lunch. I grilled some chicken for dinner, and we had just a good time outside on yesterday. It was so nice on yesterday. And I made some, I'm not at all patting myself on the back about this. You know, I used to do a show once a week where I put a recipe out there and had you guys try the recipe if you wanted to. I need to get back to that. But yesterday, and again, I'm not patting myself on the back, but yesterday I made some candy yams. You guys ever had candy yams? Candy yams. And when I was growing up, and I'm going to get into the show in just a minute, but when I was growing up, my grandmother used to fix candy yams. She'd do candy yams, she'd do sweet potato pies, and she was the absolute. Now, my mom could do it too. My mom was got good at it, but my grandma was the best. I have never, ever, ever, since my grandma died, I have never had anyone's sweet potato pie that would touch hers. Now, I know y'all out there saying, my grandma do a mean sweet potato pie. My mom do a mean sweet potato pie. I understand. Okay? I understand. And I wish my grandma was still here and we could have a bake-off to see who got the best pie. But, you know, she made the best sweet potato pie, okay, as far as I'm concerned. And I haven't had any as good since. Okay, and she made homemade candy ends. Okay, and those were the best candy yams I'd ever tasted. All right, and she'd make a pot of them, a big pot of pet candy yams, and then she'd dare anyone to touch it because she said that those candy yams for my grandson, and that was me. So you better not touch those candy yams because we got an eye on that pot. Right? So I'd go over there and I'd spend the day with her, and man, I'd just stuff myself with candy yams. I mean, I'd eat a bowl of them, then maybe an hour later I'd go get another bowl of them, then maybe another hour later I'd go get another bowl of them. I mean, they were that good. The reason I say that is because I found a recipe for candy yams, and that recipe, and I did it a while back, but that recipe has been the closest thing that I've gotten to my grandma's candy yams since she died. Okay? And these things are just tremendous. I mean, I had them. I cooked them on yesterday. I ate some yesterday. We had some yesterday. I had some this morning on the way to work. Okay? I had some just a few minutes ago before getting on the show. And there are a few left. I don't know if my daughter's gonna come in and get the rest of them. I'm gonna see when she gets here. I'm gonna see if she's gonna eat them. But if she goes to bed without eating them, hey, they're gonna be gone tomorrow, right? They're gonna be gone. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you guys want to call in and comment on today's show is entitled, "Is Valentine's Day Just for Women These Days?" Now, we're going to discuss this very touchy subject of Valentine's Day and the reasons that it's not just for the ladies. Okay? And because all my guys out there, all my ladies out there, when the time comes, like this week is coming up, it's coming up this Saturday, right? So we're thinking, as men, we're thinking, I gotta get my lady some flowers, some candy, some type of gift, right? Now, what are you women thinking about? You women aren't thinking about that. You women are thinking about, I wonder what he's. I know he's gonna get me some flowers, but I wonder maybe he'll get me a bracelet or a charm or maybe, you know, something that he wants me to have. Maybe he'll get me something. Or is he gonna take me to dinner at a nice restaurant? Or, you know, what are we gonna do on Valentine's Day? See, I know that. I know that's the way you guys are thinking, you ladies out there. But all I'm here to say is that it's not a day for ladies. It's not just a day for women. It's a day to acknowledge your loved one. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. If you're a woman, you should acknowledge your man by giving him something special on Valentine's Day. Just like he's giving you a bouquet of roses or flowers or candy or a charm or bracelet or ring, anything. Okay, anything. Then you guys should reciprocate. You guys should be doing the same thing for them, for your man. That's, you know, what's bad about that? we've lost what Valentine's Day is about. Ladies, when you were growing up, let's say in grade school, in elementary school, on maybe into high school, when it came time for Valentine's Day, did you, now be honest, did you go to school and give Valentine's candy or card or whatever to your girlfriend? Did you do that? Guys, did you go to school and give your candy or your card, your Valentine's Day card to your guy friend? Did you do that? No, you didn't. I know you didn't because I didn't. Okay, my mom used to take me to the drugstore, and I'd get some candies, and I'd get some candies for the girls. I write the girls' names on. That's for Jamie. That's for Vicky. That's for Terry. And I write the names on them. But I never write Edward, Brad, Leroy. I never write those names on the boxes of candy that I gave away at Valentine's Day. So ladies, did you do that? Did you write on your candy that you gave out at school, did you write Edward and Leroy and Dunn and Frank? Did you do that, or did you write Karen and Vicky and Martha? Did you do that? What did you do? I know exactly what you did. You gave your candy to your guy friends. And guys, you gave your candy to your girlfriend. So what happened to that over the years? What happened to that tradition over the years? I don't know. Somehow it slipped away. Somehow the men are responsible for getting something for the lady and not vice versa. The ladies could care less about getting some type of Valentine's Day card or gift for their husband or for their significant other. Hell, give them a screwdriver or a wrench or something with a red bow on it. At least he knows you're thinking about it. Give him something. If you're expecting something from him, then you reciprocate. You give him something. You take care of him just like he's taking care of you. What's bad about that? Nothing. That's the way we used to do it. I don't know what happened in the mix. Somebody, somewhere, something, the ball dropped. 818-301-5834. Now, because the ball dropped, I don't know. I really don't know where the ball dropped, when it dropped, how it dropped. I don't know. All I know is the ball was dropped somewhere. So why can't women do that for men? Okay, you ladies out there, I'm going to suggest something. You may not do it, but I'm going to suggest it anyway. If your man takes you to dinner on Saturday for Valentine's Day, and you haven't gotten him anything up to that point, why don't you pick up the tab? He's probably already bought you flowers, a card, and some candy. May have even given you a gift. Why can't you get him a card and buy dinner? Is that a crime? Why can't you buy dinner? Not a crime for you to buy dinner. Not a crime for you to buy him a car. Not flowers. I'm just saying this because the men are left out at Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is all about the women, all about the ladies. It should be all about your loved one. All about that woman you may want to spend the rest of your life with. All about that man you may want to spend the rest of your life with. It should be a thing back and forth across the board. It shouldn't be just men showering women with gifts. It should be men and women showering each other with gifts. That's just how I think. Okay? That's just how I think. And if things go that way, I believe they should, then, you know, what's the deal? What's the deal, guys? What's the deal, girls? What's the deal? I mean, you know, because all I'm saying, and I know you guys are listening, I know you ladies are listening, all I'm saying is take care of your man. He may not be your husband, maybe your boyfriend. You guys may have just met. That would be tremendous in your relationship. If you just met a guy maybe 2 months ago and you guys are feeling good about each other, you know, and he takes you to dinner, man, I say, you know, hey, buy him a card. Pick up the tab for dinner on Saturday. Okay? He's already bought you flowers and candy and maybe a gift. Okay? So if he's done that, that's if now. If he's done that, and now he's taking you to dinner. At dinner, why don't you spring a card on him? Spring a card on him, because I guarantee you, he's not going to be expecting it. Spring a card on him. And then when the check comes, say, honey, I'll take care of the check tonight. If you're in a new relationship, that will blow his mind. Okay? And so, you know, like I said, when we were growing up in elementary school and early high school, things like that, my mom took me to the drugstore. And I bought these little packs of candy. You know, it may have been the little assorted mints or one piece of chocolate in a box, you know, with for you know, 49 cents or whatever. And then when I got home, I'd write all the girls' names on the boxes. You know, I knew how many I needed. I needed one for my teacher. Okay, so I'd write all the girls' names on the boxes, right? And then I'd go to school just, you know, chest stuck out, walking high. School, I'd give out my candy to the girls. Give out my candy to the teacher. I did not give candy to my guy friends. I didn't go home and write Edward, Leroy, and David. I didn't do that. Did you guys do that? Did you go home after your mom done took you to get some candy? Did you go home and put the guys in your class names on your boxes for them to be your Valentine? No, you didn't. Okay? Ladies, did you go home, did you get your Valentine's candy? And you had it when we were in elementary school. You got Valentine's candy. You went home and you put your guys' names on, your guy friends' names on. Okay? You put Frank and Leroy and Edward and David. You put all those guys' names on those boxes. And when you got to school, you gave these guys a piece of candy. Hey, my Valentine. That's the way we did it. At least when I was growing up, that's the way we did it. That's the way we did it at my school. Was your school different? But now we've gotten away from that. Now, why is Valentine's Day all about the ladies, all about the women? What has happened? Where did we drop the ball? I don't understand. And you know, I'm not saying it to pump up the ladies trying to get the men something for Valentine's Day. That's not it. I'm saying this so that you ladies can acknowledge these men. We want attention too. We want attention too. We're going to give y'all attention. Why don't y'all reciprocate and give us some attention as well? Hey, guys, that's all I have for you today. Hey, take care of yourselves. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here, 6:30 p.m., Frank Williams Show. Good night.